meeting for March 9th, 2023. For those of you joining us online, today we're coming to you from the Matthews Training Center here in Pierre. Hopefully everybody is safe during another beautiful South Dakota snowstorm. We've got a few things we need to do right off the bat. Our conflict of interest disclosure, I will read this to you, which is required by me. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or any other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public's interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Are we all good? All right. We need, we have to approve the minutes of the January 2023 meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by V, seconded by Bartley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Additional commissioner salary days. Do we have any commissioner salary days that we need to announce, ask for? I have nothing as well. Very good. We'll move on. Legislative update. On the last day of the legislative session, who will be taking this one? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioners. Yes, it is the last day of the legislative session, and it has been probably one of the quietest sessions I've ever been a part of, and that's been good for all things considered. It's been a great session overall. We got an opportunity to meet a bunch of new legislators that are serving their first term in the legislature this year. I think there's right around that 35-40 brand new legislators over there this year, so it was good to get a lot of relationships built and a solid foundation for future years. Our two bills that we brought were cleanup bills, repeal bills. They were approved by both House and Senate and signed by the governor. Oh, it had been weeks ago. So they were taken care of very, very early on in session. And we also obviously were a part of conversations in regards to our budget hearings. We had our overview presentations. We were involved in, you know, answering questions on other bills and being in committee on some other bills as well. All in all, it was a very good session. And I want to thank all the staff for helping out when we needed information and data and presentations put together. They were always there to provide really good detailed information, very, very good visual information so folks could get a good handle on what we were presenting. So, yeah, with that, it was a very good session overall, and I'll take any questions there might be.
Any questions from the commissioners? Looks like there is none. I will say I was able to sit in on one of the committee hearings as you, Secretary, presented to the Department of Ag. Lawmakers seemed very interested, engaged, and pleased with the work that the department is doing. So that was good to see. So thank you for all of your work during the last 9-plus weeks.
Thank you.
We will move on. We have South Dakota Go Outdoors. Keith Fisk, the Licensing Program Administrator. I saw Keith. There he is. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, members of the Commission. Secretary Roebling. Keith Fisk, I'm the Licensing Program Administrator. Just have a real brief update for you folks. This is our last time that we talked back in January. We've officially kicked off our 2023 draw and application seasons. The biggest one we've done so far has been our Prairie Spring Turkey Draw, which the first draw was completed a couple weeks ago. Second draw actually completed yesterday afternoon, and then we'll open our third application period here on Monday. So that was an application period that saw around 6,000 to 7,000 applicants. Not a huge one, but certainly the biggest one thus far in 2023. Things went well. So the system is not necessarily a brand new pair of shoes that's been broken in just yet. We might still have a few blisters, but they're definitely starting to hit the rhythm. You know, our staff, as well as our vendor brand staff, we're much more familiar with the system, and our customers are much more familiar with the system. They've already been in it once or twice or multiple times from the previous year, so we're really starting to see a decrease in the number of errors and questions with applications and those types of things. So I'm really hopeful that that continues moving forward as we get to some of our more traditional seasons, like our elk seasons and our combined deer and some of those types of things where we see large numbers and large volumes of applications. Hunt for Habitat, we opened that here in February. It's got a closed date of July 11th, so if you haven't had an opportunity to buy those tickets, certainly our communication staff will be doing a big push to hopefully get people to enter and have an opportunity to win some of those unique hunts. Archery Paddlefish is open, Special Buck and Special Antelope, those are going to be opening here next week. And the only other one that I wanted to highlight was during the month of February, we had our landowner elk preference application period only. So we're trying something a little bit different this year. If you recall, I mentioned it at the last meeting, but for the month of February, we had landowners that were going to apply with landowner preference, apply during that time frame, so then our staff have more time to be able to do those verifications and eligibility requirements to make sure that landowners that do apply do meet those criteria. And unfortunately, there'll be a few people that do get knocked out, but we'll certainly contact those folks and then have them apply during the regular application period, which will be our traditional time frame, which will be in late April. So that'll be coming down the pipe. But so far, that process has worked well. We had the same number of, actually a few more numbers of landowner applicants than we've had previously. So our outreach efforts, we contacted people via email, hard copy letters, certainly did a good job in making those landowners aware of that change, because that was a significant change for a lot of those people. Other than that, the only thing I had was that I do want to remind the public that moving forward here in 2023, I've talked to you folks numerous times, but all applications will be online in 2023. Of course, if people don't have access to a computer or something like that, they can call our call center at 605-223-7660 or stop by any Game Fish and Parks Wildlife Division office. There'll be staff there that can certainly help enter them into the application process. But so far this year, it's been really quiet. We've helped a few people get in, but overall, I think our customers are coming along. We'll certainly see a little bit more difficulties as we get into our combined deer season and some of the landowner on their own land licenses. But overall, things are going well. I'm excited for 2023, and I would be happy to entertain any questions if you have them.
Any questions for Pete? I have one. To go back to Brandt, I know at one time you had shared that some of their folks were in South Dakota and they were assisting. Are they still helping when needed and being there as a resource when those hiccups do come up?
Yeah, Madam Chair, we have a great working relationship with Brandt. You know, we're on the phone or video calls with those folks every single day. And then they usually try to come into South Dakota about 4 to 5 times a year. They were here, I think, right prior to the January meeting, and then they're coming here at the end of March, actually. And then they'll be coming again in July. So, again, 4 or 5 times a year, but, you know, email, video chat, and phone calls. I mean, we're in constant communication. They've been really good.
Sounds good. Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We will now...